This is Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Okay, got some classifieds for me, Becky.
I have all
can I just can I just change my mind? Actually, I would take LaRue out for a glass of wine as well. Because the Stephen Portsmouth says it's about personality, not hairdos.
That's right, you don't get someone just because
of
their hair.
I didn't want to come across as shallow.
No.
So there we go.
Okay, what you got?
Some good ones first.
Okay, is it all misconnections?
It is all misconnections. I realised that didn't make sense. Some good ones first. Yes, all misconnections this week. So if you've been out and about anywhere, you could have been spotted by one of these people and they could be talking about you.
Nice pecs, bro.
Okay.
I saw you juicing your pecs on the rack. Nice pecs, bro. I was looking for you in the locker room, but I guess you went to the sauna to work up a sweat. I want to work up a sweat with you. Winky face. Wink. Wink, wink.
Oh, that is just sordid.
Reply back if you're interesting. You were wearing an orange tank top and black jogging shorts. Tell me what I was wearing. P.S. Don't do the crime of being sexy if you can't do the time with me, bro. Winky, but with open mouth.
Something a little bit wrong about that.
Oh. You're telling me? Orange tank top?
I know. That's what I meant. The orange tank top, not the message. Why would you wear them with black jogging
shorts?
Ew.
Winky, but with open mouth.
You had an orange top on yesterday, chappers.
But it wasn't a tank top.
How do we know? You had a cardigan on over the top of it.
And I haven't been juicing my pecs recently.
Can I ask what publication... Can we ask what publication we got that one from?
Same as normal.
All right. Okay, well, if that was you juicing your pecs, then get in touch, because that person wants to meet you, bro.
Winky open mouth.
You were walking your dogs, I fell off my bike, and I didn't feel the least bit stupid. Okay, maybe a bit embarrassed. Anyway, shortly before falling, while passing you, you flashed me a very nice smile. If there's anything more to it than just mere courtesy to a stranger, would you be down for grabbing some coffee sometime? Take care of yourself and those two little doggies.
Do you know, since we started doing this, I read these religiously in the paper every night.
In the hope that one of them's you?
Yeah.
That wasn't you, though.
No, it wasn't me. I don't have a bike.
Surely the person smiling at the person falling off a bike was just trying to stifle a laugh.
Yeah, because it is funny when people fall off bikes.
It is.
The same as when it's funny when people fall over.
Yeah.
It is. So basically, if you're listening hoping they're going to get in touch, they won't. They were just trying to stifle the laugh because you fell off a bike, which is amusing. Next.
Short woman with child that bites.
Oh, yeah, you'd want that.
Was in January, sat next to you on the bus. Fat, smelly woman in front of us. You looked at me and smiled. I'm yours, always and forever.
Well, that's quite nice.
Sounds like a romantic start, doesn't that?
It does, really.
Child that bites, fat, smelly woman.
What more could you want?
So if that's you, get in touch, please. Next.
Gave you my ticket. Brackets, wrong one.
Oh, no.
I accidentally gave you the wrong ticket. My monthly card I just bought instead of the day travel card I just finished with. So, yeah. Hope you got through okay and enjoy the rest of your month's free travel.
So they actually don't want a date. They just want their monthly travel card back,
yeah.
Do they?
Mm. Yeah. Okay. Any of these ringing any bells for anyone yet?
No, I think this one might.
But I do now look at them and think, oh, was that me? Maybe they're talking about me in that.
What about this one then?
Selfish jerk seeks women for mind games. 26.
Okay.
I am a selfish jerk looking for a woman to play mind games with. I'm on this site to find women that are hot and extremely shallow, and preferably not that bright either. I'm also willing to consider ugly, but extremely rich women. Especially those that are getting on in years.
What I like about this guy is that he's honest from the start.
Yeah?
He's putting it right out there. Reply, though, would
he
you?
Knows what he wants. I bet he will get some replies.
No.
I'd love to know the replies he gets. I really would.
If you seek a relationship with a guy that will never ask how your day was or never ever talk about feelings, then I'm your man. If you'd like to have a conversation only about me and my life, I strongly urge you to reply.
He sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, real nice.
Whilst our time in a relationship will be brief, I promise it will be an emotional roller coaster, and one that will provide you and your therapist material for years to come. You should also like prison tattoos, especially those on the face, neck, and chest area.
A real catch.
Woohoo.
He's got a tattooed head.
Yeah, he sounds well good.
Now that I have your attention, here's some things that I'm good at. One, I have a great sense of humour. Two, I'm a good communicator. Three, I'm 100% honest. Sometimes it's a good thing, and sometimes not so much. Four, I'm really good at talking about myself on the internet. Five, I have to admit that every time I go into a bathroom and look in the mirror, I'm shocked at just how good looking I am. Seven, I once drank five Red Bulls in a day. I look forward to your reply.
Wow, if we were in any doubt before, we can now say that guy's an absolute catch.
I want to know what happened to six. He did 1, 2, 3, four and five, and then jumped straight to seven. Yeah. Maybe he ran out of the sixth thing.
Any those sound like you, then do get in touch with us here, please. Or also, just reply to their advert, because they're all online.